in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 40 and 41, and part of 42. Verse 40 says, "One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother and said unto him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus." I want to say a few more words on how this newly made disciple became the first missionary of the faith, burning with a desire to impart his findings to others. What better place could he find for such a purpose than his own home? Andrew could scarcely contain himself as he thought of others who looked for redemption in Israel. So he started his witness in the most difficult place of all. You remember the man out of whom Jesus had cast a legion of demons and who wished to remain at Jesus' side? Jesus commanded him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you." Yet, without being ordered to do so, this is what Andrew did. He found first his own brother Simon, and he brought him to Jesus. What a needy field of missionary labor the home affords. If there are members of it who have never known Jesus Christ, we know that Andrew's brother became a greater man as far as the world's concerned. During his apostleship, Andrew does not appear as often as his more conspicuous brother. Yet each time we do meet him, he is the same character: approachable, kind, thoughtful, sincere, and always bringing others to the Lord of his life. When the Greeks came to Philip with the request, "Sir, we would see Jesus," it was to Andrew that Philip went for counsel. These Greeks were Gentile proselytes, that is, Jews by religion, but not by birth. They were true seekers after God, and being in Jerusalem for the Passover, they desired to see Jesus, not with the eye of the body merely, but above all, with the eyes of the Spirit. They had heard that the world had gone after Jesus, and they yearned to see and hear him, and chose Philip as an intercessor. Philip took his brother disciple into his counsel, and it was Andrew who went and told Jesus of the Greeks who sought him. Have you ever tried to imagine the gratitude at Andrew's heart and the glow on his face when at Pentecost he stood at his brother's side and heard him charge the crowd before him with the crime of history, and then witnessed the mighty effect of such Holy Ghost preaching as thousands turned to Christ? I can almost hear Andrew say to himself as he gazed upon a sea of faces listening to Peter's Pentecostal sermon, "Peter, my dear brother, how thrilled I am that I led you to Christ that day almost 3 years ago. Little did I realize then how greatly God was going to use you." Andrew was the spiritual father of Peter. And then I read about Edward Kimball, that faithful soul winner. Little did he know what great things would develop as he urged a young Boston shoe salesman to accept Christ. How overwhelmed that Bible class teacher would have been had he known that the lad was destined to become Dwight L. Moody, the renowned evangelist who rocked two continents for God. It is so true in the realm of grace that mighty oaks from acorns grow. When we lead a child to Christ, we have no conception of what a remarkable future that child may have. With all the admiration that Andrew had for his brother's prominence in the apostolic band, he had no aspiration whatsoever to become a second Peter. As with Joseph of old, he was content to ride in the second chariot. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.